Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It in Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Dr. Sean Flory with the University of Jamestown. And Dr. Flory, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Warren.
Yeah, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Those who have listened to Let's Talk About It know that the University of Jamestown introduced these fireside faculty presentations last semester. We have the final one coming up here on April 16th with Dr. Flory. And do you mind, Dr. Flory, kind of sharing a little bit about what you'll be presenting coming up here on the 16th?
No, absolutely. The presentation is titled Linda W. Slaughter, How a Woman Won the West. And it's about Linda Slaughter, who was one of the early settlers to Bismarck. She actually moved to Bismarck with her husband before it was Bismarck.
Wow.
Okay. They were essentially squatters waiting for the railroad to come through and hoping that they would be able to legally own their land once the railroad came through.
Yeah.
And she's an interesting figure in the early history of North Dakota, partly because not just because she was one of the early settlers, but because she was really influential in a way that a lot of women weren't at that time period.
Yeah. Well, because there's so many like things that have happened between then and now for ladies and everything like that. But to become an influential woman of that time is pretty huge, and especially in an undeveloped part of the then United States and what it is now. So what kind of you're going to go over kind of what she did to become influential and become known and become this figurehead?
Yeah, we're going to look at her as I'm going to be discussing her career as a journalist and a historian.
Okay.
Primarily. That's where she had her greatest influence in North Dakota history in terms of her support for statehood and her support for the women's suffrage movement, which is where she's most notable.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And is it mostly North Dakota history, or is she kind of known all over for what she did?
She was a national figure at that point.
Okay.
She stayed in Bismarck for the rest of her life. You know, she lived until 1911, but she was the vice president of the National Women's Suffrage Association.
Okay.
Which is Susan B. Anthony's association.
Yeah.
So she was really active nationwide in that attempt. She was a correspondent for the Bismarck Tribune in Washington, D.C. for the 3 years leading up to the statehood vote.
Yeah.
She helped influence a lot of opinion in this part of the country about how statehood was actually going to happen. And she's also an interesting figure in terms of thinking about the way that women had influence in the West, which is kind of the story that I and my colleague Allison Graham Bertolini, who I'm working with on this project, we're hoping to write a book.
Awesome, yeah.
About her. She's at NDSU, and we're hoping to look at the way that Slaughter tried to change the kind of the story that we tell about the West, which is usually we view it in terms of military and George Custer coming through and the conflict with the Native Americans and that sort of thing. And that's present in her story, but it's also the story of how women helped to influence the shape of the state.
That is awesome. So again, Dr. Sean Flory, our guest right now, and Let's Talk About It. Linda W. Slaughter, How a Woman Won the West, presentation coming up April 16th. We don't want to give away too much of the presentation. That's a good summary of it, but we really want people to come and ask questions about it and learn about what you guys have found about Linda and what she did for the West and what she did, like you said, and all those different movements she did. And anything people should bring with them, Dr. Flory, when they come to this presentation, some questions about her, or just be ready to learn about her, or ask anything like that?
Just questions, curiosity. I think we're going to have refreshments too.
So there you go.
So you can pick up a brownie to eat while I talk.
There you go. So you have something to chew on, both like mentally and figuratively. So, Dr. Flory, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.